what I wanted to ask you, just as to say that there are other visitors, is about what happened at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, where they found somebody who they were thinking was a saboteur called Eloy Cole. And they described him as a strangely dressed young man, said that he traveled back in time to prevent the Large Hadron Collider from destroying the world. Could you talk about, here it is, this is something that is how many miles below the surface? They find him by, I think, a vending machine or something, or he's in a closet somewhere.
He's going after them Kit Kat bars. Everybody wants their Kit Kat bars. He's trying to get him some snacks. There are those that come. There is no future. There is no past. There's only now. Now, we used to divide that into three kingdoms, Eben, just for those ascending so they could wrap themselves around it. Outer kingdom, that's what you hear about on the looky box, on your pea pods and on your... On you 4Gs and 3Gs and GGs and all those networks. That's the outer kingdom. They tell you about it. Somebody has flatulence somewhere in and around the world, and boy, there's a YouTube available immediately. It's always available. That's your chip body, the technological information. All right. So now you got the Hadron Collider, and what they're trying to do is prove that there is no time, Eben. That's what they're trying to do. Now, science, you know, we don't have a whole great regard, and we're having to shift and change that just a little bit, because science, the technology of science, their job is to research, practice, play with, poke at, see about, and if they can't disprove it, Eben, then it is. That's how science works. Well, now they've changed it all up. Now science is trying to say, wait a minute, there are quasars, there are nebulae, there are event horizons, there are wormholes, there are portals. Wait a minute, this speed of light business, who said that's what it was? Well, the only reason they said that's what it was is nobody's been faster than that to see. Well, now they find out they have the ability and capacity to exceed the light speed, and they find they can bend time its very self. And they go, now, wait a minute. If time is a constant, how in the world can you bend it? Well, no, that's going to mess up gravity. Oh, yes, we're going to deal with gravity. Yes, 32 feet per second per second. But here's the fun of that. Even gravity isn't constant. Gods can overcome gravity. Well, now, if you make a law, a rule, and now your business is to overcome the rule or the ruling or the rule regarding it, well, gods can do that, coming into your place of power. Guess what happens? You end up with only one rule, Eben, and the only rule is that seemingly there are no rules. It's amazing. That's what science is on the brink in figuring out. Now, of course, they changed their mind about the way they changed their drawers, so we'll give them that. And there are many cats, felines, that can help many of these scientists understand quantum physics, of course, without question. But beyond that, it becomes a very smooth, easy process, because individual human creators are not having it anymore. They're not having it. They don't read it. Oh, it was in the newspaper. It must be so. Oh, he's running for office. He must be telling the truth. Oh, this is a good law. This is going to help folks. We're going to support this bill, this law. And it's kind of fun because it turns everything around very fast, very quickly. And you can pick any topic, and we'll poke it any way you want to. But this Hadron Collider is nothing but an example of humans coming into their place of power, and it won't be done through particle acceleration. You don't need a collider to do that.
So what was Eloy Cole doing there?
Oh, he just come to check in and see what was going on, and they found cookie crumbs. It cost a couple $100 million to patch up the collider where somebody was having snacks. In the particle accelerator, anyway, recall.
He says he was from the future. Was he?
Yeah. There is no future, so sure. There is no past, there is no future. That's all gauged in the premise of time. It's not serving you well.
Yes.
If all you have is now, when does tomorrow come?
Right now.
When was yesterday over with?
Yesterday didn't exist.
And if it was true that that was your history, how in the world can you change it every 5 minutes?
The night of Eloy, was that the night that J.W. and I were there?
Yes.
The incident that Eben's talking about, is that the night or day that J.W. and I were at the Hadron Collider?
Not exactly the same moment. It was sort of after the fact, because that happened before. But he was around. He's been going there every day for about a couple of months.
So he saw us there.
What do you mean that you guys were there? What do you mean?
I don't know if this is classified or not. I can't remember anymore. There's so many secrets we have, and then we blow them on the next show. So I don't know what time it is. So let's just say that...
they're timeless. Bob's moving into timeless. That's delicious. Wonderful.
Yeah, we have a document. J.W. has a document that comes in secret papers of the Hadron Collider that was sent, mailed to J.W. from me. It has my return address on it, but it comes from the Hadron Collider papers that are missing. They're sitting there in J.W.'s home.
That you sent, Bob?
Yeah, I sent from the Hadron Collider. And we wondered about this, and then we found out from Ian that we were there. We visited there, and we might have been the guys who left the crumbs. I'm not sure. I don't even know. Ian, are we supposed to continue doing this in public, or shall I drop the topic?
Makes no difference to us. We're just a little non-physical. Don't mind us.
Oh, that's great. Then what was it particular about these papers out of all of them you could have taken? What were they about?
Well, remember, they were going to do... They tried it on September 8th, 2008, which was the week leading up to the Lehman Brothers collapsing. So maybe the Hadron Collider's failed experiment had something to do with it. Remember, they were going to do the thing on LaRouche's birthday, September 8th. And then they cancel it or claim that there was a delay. It wasn't the Big Bang.
They tore it up. That's what was the delay. They broke it. It broke.
Right. And it turned out that I broke it. Our visit there, we broke it because we took the papers that they would use to fix it. And they couldn't fix it because I took the papers.
Oh, it wasn't that, Bob. It was them Lorna Doone cookies you
The cookie crumbs. It might have been the cookie crumbs.
So why did you take the papers for them to be able to fix it? You don't want this to go on?
Maybe. Media ecology. I've always said, let's shut down instruments before they're implemented and look at the effects before we bring them forward. So I guess that was my form of media ecology.
And we say, tear it up on the weekend, do whatever you want to do, it's going to be fine in spite of you. Because as you come into your place of power, everybody can have their own little personal Hadron Collider. It ain't no trouble. Get busy. Get with it. Makes no difference. Have some fun. That's what you came forth for anyway, is to get into a place of bliss. And once you get to so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, the cares of life, we promise, very soon will grow strangely dim. And that's how you know you're on the right path. And all this conspiracy, conspiring of conspiracies of on and on and on and on and on, it all but flitters away.
It states in this article that Mr. Cole was seized by Swiss police after they spotted him rooting around the bends, and he explained he was looking for fuel for his time machine power unit, a device that resembled a kitchen blender. So tell me, how did Eloy Cole get into the Large Hadron Collider?
He walked in the front door.
He had a pass. He was supposed to be there. Then why was he arrested?
Well, because he was looking strangely odd in his environment.
So they let him through security, and then as he made his way down into it, he was with this blender-looking device and going through the bins. They're like, hold it, he's not supposed to be here, and they go and confront him.
Yeah, and then he tells them what he's there for and how he got there and what he was doing, And then it seemed to be a little bit too much sugar for a dime, wouldn't you say? If he had just said they brought me over from Belgium to go over some of the research elements that y'all trying to work out, some of these anomalies, they'd have said, oh, thank you very much. Have a good day. The coffee machine's over here, and here's some change for the snacks.
He claims that he was a part of the infamous Bagot sabotage that happened in November of 2009. Now, if he's saying that he is from the present future, so what? Was this guy actually interdimensional? Was he from someplace different?
Oh, yes, darling. You do it all. You see, this is the thing. Humans do this all day, every day anyway. You ever been on a trip or had a fun day out? And if you're having a lot of fun, the day just slips away and goes and it's gone. Time flies when you're having fun. Is that how they say it?
Yes.
All right. Now sit down and do your taxes, and you can spend a couple of hours on it, and you feel like you've been doing it for a month. Okay? It is as though time stops when it's not enjoyable. So time itself is very subjective. So once you get beyond the time business and you're not judged or limited by it, then guess what happens? You can find yourself in any reference point of what you're calling your history, because they're all included in your middle kingdom of now.